Vanetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, an ongoing series of lectures and teachings on spiritual leadership, personal change, and the principles of divine administration. Part of the curriculum of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. More information can be found at uaspr.org. This episode is titled The Change Points of Our Lives. Here is Neon Emerson Chase.
I want to ask you, for the past couple of weeks, how many of you feel like you've been in a whirlpool falling apart? Gee, that's interesting. Slightly neurotic? Moving into psychosis or something? You're all going through a change point. If you flow with this and if you surf with this, and don't drown in it, but surf with it. Gabriel was talking about the change point. I think a lot of people have the idea when they think of the change point on a planetary level that, boom, overnight, at a certain date, we're going to be instantly in the first stage of light and life, and everything's going to be copacetic, beautiful, wonderful, etc. It doesn't quite work that way. It will be, from a cosmic perspective, it will be a quantum leap, but it's not going to be perfection overnight. There's still going to be a lot of work to do. And we need to have that reality. And remember that in divine pattern, things happen on a very small level as well as on a very, very large cosmic level. And so Gabriel has talked about before, and it's come across in a community transmission before, that the change point, the planetary change point, is going to be a series of change points, a series of quantum leaps. But it's also going, that's happening within each one of us too on a smaller level. It's happening individually within each one of us. Last week I mentioned that the planet is in the adjudication, and each one of us is an adjudication. And what we've been experiencing in the last 2 weeks is an upstepping of that, an awareness of the responsibility that each one of us has to take in the choices that we have made to be a part of the fallen state of this planet. Naturally, for starseed, it's a much more serious situation than it is for new souls. But we all have been a part of it in a way. And in order for us to take part then in bringing the healing and being part of this divine government we mentioned last week, is that we each have to be willing to go through this adjudication, which means we have to be shaken up in order to become aware truly, truly of the impact that each one of us have, not only on ourselves and blocking our own spiritual growth, but the individuals around us and the individuals of the planet. And for some, it's been generation after generation after generation, hundreds and hundreds of years. And so one of the change points that we have to go through is that we have to realize that at a bigger point, a bigger and deeper level. A change point, a personal change point then, is a major shift in our consciousness and in our acting. It's not just becoming aware of it, but it's acting it. It's not just talking it, it's walking your talk too. An epiphany are those little events that lead us into that change point. So you can look back at your life and you can begin to recognize little epiphanies that are little nudges, little revelations, little realizations that move you a little bit forward. And then there's a point where there's a real change point, where there's a shift. For the majority of you, the first real change point comes and came to you in your realization that, my gosh, there's a God. And guess what? This God is a personality. It's not just a thing. This God is a loving personality, a father, and I'm a child. And it happens usually, not always, we're all very different, but for many, many people, it first happens in the mind. It's a realization that happens in the mind. Remember, that's the Spirit of God works with our mind. There's nothing wrong with the intellect. There's nothing wrong with the mind. The mind circuitry, divine mind circuitry, comes from the universe mother circuitry, which comes from the infinite spirit circuitry in paradise. Usually there's that realization. That's what Revelation does. That's what the Urantia book does, the cosmic family. It works with our mind. It helps us begin to shift in our consciousness. So the first really important change point is that realization and acknowledgement. Remember that Lucifer denied the existence of the universal father, that first source, the I am. He denied the existence. And then the second change point would be a matter of the heart, where you begin to fall in love with that universal father through your getting to know and allowing into your heart the creator son who represents him of this universe, who walked upon this planet as Jesus, whom we refer to as Christ Michael. That's the matter of the heart, when you begin to shift then and begin to feel a love for this universal father, and you begin to receive the love. So then you have the heart-mind connection. Those are the most important change points in a person's lives before they can really begin to fly in their ascension. And then there's other change points that have to come. For us here at Planetary Headquarters in these times of adjudication, another change point is realizing who we are, what our point of origin is, what is our native planet, some of our history. Another change point for most of you is beginning to realize what the Lucifer Rebellion was about, being educated about that, and growing more and more into, yes, this world is evil. Yeah, it's pretty messed up out there. It's overwhelming. Remember, we're all different. Remember, the Urantia book talks about how wonderful it is to have that spiritual unity, but not uniformity. We definitely here in this community, with this group of people here, this cosmic family, we definitely have a spiritual unity. But we think differently, don't we? Look at how we all voted. Look at how we perceived the different individuals that we were voting for. So there is a difference in the way we experience things and perceive things. And so how you are going to come about and move into your change points are going to be very individual and individualized, but we're all experiencing it. I think almost every hand went up. So we've all been, when I asked about your inner process of what's been, you know, for each of you in the last 2 weeks. So we're all being shaken and upstepped and pushed more into a real change point, because we're being asked to be even more functional for this world. There are things going on in this planet that we're totally unaware of, things behind the scenes that are they're moving so fast. Many of us can sense them at a certain rate, and things are stepping up really fast. Just the news about the ozone layer, how huge it is, the hole in the ozone layer, is terrifying. If you have an understanding of how we need to have that protection, we need to have that layer, and this hole is getting bigger and bigger and bigger in what it can do. The news of hundreds of thousands of people just in one little area of the planet suffering in Zaire is terrifying when you begin to think about it. And that's just one little place. It's happening all over the planet. It is being upstepped, the suffering. It's coming to an end. It's coming to a close. For you women who've experienced having a child, going through the labor, you know how that is. And we've used this before, this analogy of how this planet is in labor. The planet is having contractions, trying to birth this divine new order, this first stage of light and life. At the very end, if your labor, you've labored hard and long, at the very end is what is called the transition period. And it's real intense, heavy duty, intense, and it steps up. And then, boom, it's time for that birthing to happen and the baby to come out. But just before that actual birth, there is that transition period where things are really upstepped. That's what's happening here on the planet. We're moved into the transition period, and boy, is it heavy duty. And it's happening on the world, so everything is becoming more intensified, the suffering, the darkness. We also know that it's happening with the individuals on the planet. And we're not the only ones being squeezed. Every person on the planet's being squeezed, especially those who claim to be in some type of spiritual authority or spiritual leadership. And they're going to become either lighter or they're going to become darker. There's not going to be the gray anymore. They're getting squeezed. And so foundations are being shaken. It's intense. In the last 2 weeks, we were in a heavy-duty transition period. And if we ride with that, and for you women who, again, have been through the birthing process, you know that if you fight it, it makes it that much more difficult. You begin to feel a real intense pain. It just makes it slower, more difficult to have that child. But if you ride with it, if you understand and you're educated about what's happening in your body in this process, and you are intelligent about this birthing process, and you ride with it and flow with it, it's much, much easier. It's the same thing here. Each one of us, thanks to Revelation, the Urantia book, and continuing fifth, we are intelligent in our birthing process. And now the choice is, okay, you know what's happening. Are you going to ride with it or are you going to fight it? And so we have these waves then that come up, and we can drown in them or we can surf them. They can carry us into shore or we can fight them. I don't know if any of you have done any body surfing, but I used to do a little bit of body surfing at one time, nothing major. And what I found was that when you can catch a wave and ride with it and flow with it, boy, it's really nice. You know, you just move right in with it. But if you can't and you fight it, there's tremendous conflict and all of that, and you feel like you're drowning. What's happening with all of us? Every single one of us, whether we're Urantians or Ovan souls, is that memories are coming back. Memories of this present life, memories of past repersonalizations. The memories can come in emotions. We've talked quite a bit about emotional memories, and those ones really nail us good because we almost drown in them. But they come also in a pictorial way for some. For some, they come in what we call the intellectual memory, where it just sort of pops into your mind and there's an understanding of why this situation is the way it is. Some of you may experience all three of types. Some may be just one type. Whatever it is, we're all individuals, we're different, and the living spiritual forces work with each of us in a different way. But there are reasons for having these memories now, and our memory circuit activated. One of the reasons is that we now need to take responsibility for who we are and who we have been. Name who we've been, how we've participated in the rebellion in our own ways, and remember it, and allow then that repentance to come in the heart. First, a realization in the mind, and then the waves come in. At whatever level, we need to ride that wave of repentance. And we need to truly be repentant. We talked about that last week and how important that is. It is only when we experience that discomfort of being, you know, not comfortable with that stuff in us that is downright poop. You know, it's just, it's wasteful. It's not of eternal value. It's caca. It's only then that God can take that and turn it into compost. For you gardeners, doesn't that, you know, how we use manure and we let it get all horrible with other things and it smells and it's stinky and, you know, the trash and all of that, and we put it together, and what wonderful things can happen. It's transformed into compost, which is an enriched soil for the plants. Each one of us needs to become compost. Bubbling, churning. How many of you have stuck your fingers in the compost on the garden? It's real warm in there. You should feel like you're boiling inside, like a little volcano going on. You know, you need to feel that way because we need to be composting. That needs to happen to us too, that process, so that we can then be that beautiful, beautiful soil that God can work with. So we have to go through that repentance. That's the reason for a lot of the memories that are opening with us now. And we talked, I think it was just last week, we referred to how sometimes we find ourselves, our buttons being pushed with different individuals. And we're going, why am I responding this way to this person? They haven't done anything. But I'm telling you, I'm responding this way. It's because of things that have happened before. Now it's time to get those things straight. Again, remember that we are going to be put into situations over and over and over again, situations where we did not act in the highest way before. We didn't make the highest choices. We acted out of error or sin or iniquity. And now in this situation with the person or persons involved, we have an opportunity to rectify all that we have done in the past by one choice, a choice to do it right this time. A choice to do it in divine pattern. And once we make that choice, that right choice, we're on the road to reconciliation, rehabilitation. We're being rectified, and we can be rebuilt, reconstructed. Point of origin, reconstruction. So until we can do that, guess what? We can't get into that point of origin, reconstruction. We cannot tap then into our past abilities and talents and those things that we did if we're a fourth order starseed before the fall. So first we have to go through that becoming the mush, that stinky pile of stuff that happens before we become true compost and tap into what we were at one time in our point of origin reconstruction. But if you can begin to understand that and begin to go to God in prayer about it, when you feel crazy, that you're going to lose it because the emotions are just drowning you out, don't do anything. Just sit down right there and say, okay, I'm going to sit here, Michael. I'm going to sit here right with you. I'm not doing anything until you and I can get a hold of this. Sometimes don't act on that. You need to just sit down in the presence of Michael and allow those living spiritual forces to begin to work with you. And because you're in that open, receptive place, they will. And pretty soon that cosmic sanity will come back to you. And then you can begin to put together what happened, and you can all of a sudden bring all those emotions up into your mind, and working with the fragment of the Father in your mind, you can begin to become intelligent about what's happening. Remember, I said that it doesn't necessarily take away the emotions, those emotions that are uncomfortable for us, but it lessens them, and they don't control us. We, with our spirit-controlled mind, control them, and we can go through it. It's the same thing in labor. You can let those contractions completely take control of you where you aren't riding with them, you're panicking, you're fighting, or you can ride with it in an intelligent way. And that's what we need to do now, is ride. And we're in this transition period. So hangeth in there, everyone. Thank you for being here.
Vanetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, an ongoing series of lectures and teachings on spiritual leadership, personal change, and the principles of divine administration. part of the curriculum of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. More information can be found at uaspr.org.